Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Well, we're officially one step closer to cruising Alaska this summer. On Thursday afternoon, the Alaska Tourism Restoration Act was passed in the U.S. House of Representatives.
We lost billions of dollars last year because of COVID in the tourist industry. And this bill that we just passed by this House unanimously will give us an opportunity to recover that.
The bill, which already passed the Senate last week, just needs to be signed by President Biden to become official. Just after the news broke, Celebrity Cruises CEO tweeted, "Amazing development today for Alaska's communities. One more signature and then Alaska, here we come. Hashtag wonder returns." The bill temporarily lifts the requirements of cruise ships stopping in a foreign port before returning to the United States to satisfy the Passenger Vessel Services Act. On the news, Carnival Cruise Line, Princess Cruises, Holland America, and Norwegian all put cruises back on sale for late summer in Alaska. And it's back to sea in the UK. MSC Cruises Virtuosa set sail on Thursday from Southampton, England, marking the first time that a cruise ship has sailed from the UK in 14 months. The ship will sail for four-night sailings around the British Isles in the coming weeks. Last August, MSC Cruises was the first cruise line to sail safely in the pandemic with updated protocols and has successfully carried over 100,000 guests since. And finally, Royal Caribbean has canceled its 2021 Bermuda home port season on Thursday morning. The line said that likelihood of cruises resuming from the U.S. this summer is getting greater each day, and with guests preferring more direct access to ports of departure, that they are canceling the Bermuda season. The line still plans to visit Bermuda, just not home port a ship there this summer. Impacted guests will receive a 125% future cruise credit or can opt for a full refund. At the time of broadcast, there has been no word on where Vision of the Seas will be redeployed. Cruise line stocks were flat on Thursday. Carnival Corporation 27.50, Royal Caribbean 84.69, and Norwegian 29.12. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.